Andy Shore is on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and he's on the other end of our line. Hi, Andy.
Good morning, Tony.
Now, why would you leave your easy, cushy, non-stress job at the Ingham County Board of Commissioners to run for state representatives?
Well, you know, with Representative Joan Bauer being term limited out of office and not eligible to run again, the seat is open. I've served on the County Board of Commissioners. It'll be 10 years when I'm done. I also have a day job representing cities with the Michigan Municipal League. And, I've been working in the legislature for 15 years. I've been on the County Board of Commissioners for 10 years. It seems like kind of the natural next step. It's something I've been interested in. It's something that I've been encouraged by other folks. And this is just the right time. You know, my kids are old enough. They're 7 and 5. My wife is supportive. This is the right time for me, and I've gotten a lot of encouragement, and everything's kind of going real well.
If you're not elected, will you continue to serve on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners?
Nope, I'm done. The elections are concurrent, so can't run for both. They've actually already eliminated my county commission seat by reducing commission districts by 2. So I have one more year on the County Board of Commissioners, and that will conclude my service there. And my hope is to be elected to the State House of Representatives, but if not, then I will not be a county commissioner any longer.
All right. What is your platform?
Well, I've got a variety of issues that I'm focusing on, good-paying jobs for working families, education, both K-12 and higher ed, and attracting and retaining residents and businesses here, especially in the Lansing area, and that kind of flows into revitalizing Lansing, economic development, things like that that we need to not only keep people here but bring people here, whether out of college or seniors or others. We need to kind of refocus a newer Michigan. That's kind of a big part of my platform. One of my other selling points that I've found after knocking on hundreds of doors is that people really want someone, especially in an age of term limits, who can get in there and make a difference immediately. And when I talk about the fact that I worked in the state Senate for 7 years, in the state House for 2 years, in the administration, and now working with legislators representing cities, people really like that I can get in there and on day one, get bills introduced and get bills passed. I've got support of a bunch of the current sitting Democrats in the caucus that I would serve in. I know folks on the other side of the aisle. They want someone who doesn't have to take a year, or two to learn the process and learn the players. They want someone who can get in and make a difference immediately, and that's kind of what I offer. That's been, as I talk to people about issues, that actually turns into the biggest selling point. They, folks know what they want and issues and want to hear about that, but they want someone who can get in.
You're going to hear, Andy. Oh, my goodness. Here comes another liberal Democrat, and he's going to want us to give away all of our tax dollars to support people who don't want to work, and they're not going to do anything to create jobs. How would you respond to that?
Well, the funny thing is, in a Democratic primary, people are usually okay with that. But I'm not actually a liberal. I'm more of a progressive, moderate progressive Democrat. I'm very sensitive to the financial issues and difficulties that we're in, and yet we need to provide the appropriate services. We need to provide the dollars for education, for human services. If we're not providing services through government, then people are going to the ER, and it's going to cost us more money anyway. So I want to provide those services, ensure that people have what they expect and need here in Lansing and throughout the state, and yet, keep an eye on the fiscal accountability of government and all of that, because people don't have overflowing tax dollars to provide. So we need to be cautious with our tax dollars to still be able to provide those services.
All right, Andy, we as we do with all candidates, we're going to get you on regularly and chat with you as you go through the process. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Looking forward to it.